Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Sachs. And thank you so much for joining me for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, purpose, and destiny that God has already preordained for our lives. It is in this 15-minute empowerment that you're going to be encouraged in your process and the walk of your faith and how God will groom you, shape you, make you, how we will allow everyday life to get you to the place where you duplicate His word, His will, His life, and His truth. As you grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you are going to be changed line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth, and faith to faith. You will grow and move from dimensions of faith as you allow the word of God to be ministered to you so that it becomes the life, the bread that you demonstrate to someone else, show to someone else, give to someone else, that they might be encouraged in their walk of faith, that they might know Jesus Christ, and even that they might be strengthened to continue to allow God's will to be done in their life. We've been studying destiny, we've been studying faith, and we're going back into that study today, going more in depth with the study of faith coming out of Hebrews 11, and we're going to talk more about it and see what God has to say to us. Our faith is something that is precious. It's so precious that the enemy hates it because our faith is what pleases God. Our faith is what moves mountains. Our faith is what changes atmospheres. Our faith is what commands things to come conducive to the Spirit of God, that we move things or pray the prayer of faith and we see miracles happen because of our faith. It is our faith that is the foundation of what we know to be the truth about our salvation. And so our faith is very vital. It is very important. And the enemy would love for us to let go of faith or give up on faith or to waver in our faith. But God wants us to be sound in our faith. He wants us to be stand firm in our faith and confident, knowing that everything that we believe and know to be true concerning the Word of God, concerning Jesus Christ, concerning God the Father and the Holy Spirit, that we live knowing that everything in our life operates according to what we know to be the truth and the foundation of what we stand by and stand in through Jesus Christ and what He's done for us. So we're going to get back into faith, and I pray that you are encouraged. You can never, ever get enough teaching on faith. I don't care how much you know about faith and how you've read through the years about faith. God can always enlarge, add to us, show us something different, show us something more about faith. And when we receive that life of faith, when we understand that, it helps us and teaches us how to live better. It teaches us how to live a life where we are actively using our faith to make the things that be not as though they were. That means we're commanding the will of God to be done in the earth. As it is in heaven, we're commanding that same will to be done in the earth. In someone's life, in some situation, in hopeless places, we're commanding God's will to be done by faith. So our faith is powerful. Our faith is not our own. It is the faith that has been given to us by Christ. He's given each one of us a measure of faith. So the faith that we have is His. And as we grow in God, as we trust Him, our faith grows and becomes more and more and more developed and mature. It becomes more and more able to pull down some things that we know seems impossible, but our faith commands to be made manifest. When we look at the Word of God and the Scripture in Hebrews 11, and we're looking at this in the, we're going to look at it in the International and in the Message Bible. It says, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancestors were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command so that what we see was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel brought God a better offering than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as righteous when God spoke well of all his offerings. And by faith, Abel still speaks, even though he is dead. When we look at that, and the Message Bible says this, the fundamental fact of existence is that this trust is in God, this faith, in the firm foundation under everything which makes life worth living. It's our handle on what we can't see. The faith is what The act of faith is what is distinguishing our ancestors, setting them apart and above the crowd. By faith, we see the worlds called into existence by God's word. What we see created by what we did not see. By an act of faith, Abel brought a better sacrifice to God than Cain. It is what we believe, not what he brought. It's what he believed, not what he brought. God noticed and approved as righteous. After all these centuries, the belief continues to catch our notice. So we're going to talk about this for just a few minutes here. When we talk about faith, as we know, it is the title deed of what we know to be true. It is the title deed of what we know is what is we are founded on. When we look at faith and we see the faith of the heroes of faith in Hebrews 11, we see and we read about these individuals, but do you understand what the price was for them standing out on faith, standing out on what we see and we read now and we take for granted during a time when there was no word, no Bible that they could go back and read, and when people were not hearing God or not responding to God like we respond today. The Holy Spirit was not in the heart of man, in the spirit of man, the soul of man, because Jesus had not come and he had not died. But during that time frame, these men and women of faith had to believe the word of God in impossible situations and see God be God unto them. They had to wait and allow the process of faith to be authentically purified in them. When they showed up on the scene with the miracle, what God gave them or what God spoke to them or what God called righteous, it exemplified everything that he was. And that people believed that God was God and that he had done something miraculous in their lives. All of these heroes of faith have a testimony. They went through a process where their faith had to be proven. You will go through a process where your faith will be proven in different situations. God will test and try the faith that you say that you have in him and his word and what you believe him to do. And if you can stand in faith when you don't see anything, like the word says, what we see now was made from stuff that didn't even exist. But God spoke knowing that even though it was not seen visible with the naked eye, in his mind, by his faith, it was already done. It was already called into existence. It was already finished. And your faith has to be that type of faith that you see something spiritually that your natural eyes may not see now. But you call that which you see from eternity into time, and you command that to stand. You command that to be the fruition. You command that to be the evidence, the materialized evidence of what you know to be true, because your faith has called it. Your faith has commanded it. Your faith has prayed it and decreed it. Your faith in the God who cannot fail you, who cannot lie, who swore by himself that he would be your God, and that you would be his people, and that he would be in your midst, and he would bless you, is the same God that has given you power through the Holy Spirit to speak and declare and to decree, because power belongs to God. God is the owner of power. He is the authenticator of power. So if it is God's power that is working through us, and we speak and pray by faith, knowing that what we say and the power and the authority of God is going to change, it's going to maneuver, it's going to heal, deliver, set free, it's even going to bind the enemy. We know that when we pray by faith, that what we pray for, we have already received it. So once we pray, we begin to rejoice because we know it's already done. We don't stand surprised when the thing happens that we prayed for, because we prayed with confidence, knowing that God heard us, that God has all power, that God is well able, and that God is going to do it. So we see that God will use your life of faith to bring you to glory, height to height, depth to depth, as you trust. He will grow your faith. He will grow you, even as he grows you in the spirit realm, making you mature, making you enlarge yourself. He will grow your faith so that you can believe for the impossible in situations that man says is not going to happen, that you will believe that God can save 1,000 people this year, and that you will pray for 1,000 people to be saved and set free and have, be filled with the Holy Spirit and have a relationship with God and to stay in the faith. You can pray that. and just begin to say, God, let me be an instrument, or let someone else be an instrument. Even if you're saying, God, let them come to the church, let the church receive 1,000 souls for salvation that become members of the body of Christ and the family of faith. If you believe that, then you can start praying that and watch God do it. That's his will, that the man will be saved. So your faith is going to be active. It's more, your faith is more for just praying for houses and cars and blessings for yourself and blessings for your family. Our faith is to show unbelievers who our God is and what he's able to do. The miracles, signs, and wonders are for those who do not believe, not for the believer, because we know God can do the impossible. Our faith says that because he saved us. That was a miracle in itself. But our faith is for those who do not believe, so that we can command miracles, signs, and wonders, so that they will be able to know and recognize that a God that they cannot see is alive and well and has all power, is in control, and that he's able to do exceedingly abundantly far above what we ask, think, or even imagine, save to the uttermost and the guttermost, deliver and set free, heal broken lives, broken hearts, broken bodies, broken spirits, put them back together again, and fill them with his spirit. So our faith is pronouncing and announcing that God is God over everything and he's in control. So when we look at faith and we see the faith of those who are in the Bible, we see that faith in Hebrews 11 is a description of what faith is. It's basically, we understand that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's what our faith is. That's the description. It's what is hoped for, what we know to be sure, what is the title deed, what we know to be accurate, what we know to that we stand confident in. It is that which we understand is able to take substance, the things that we can't even see, and command those things to come conducive, come into fruition, to manifest in the earth for the glory of God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God, and we understand that. Faith believes that God is, and that God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek after him. That's what our faith believes. That's what our faith believes, that God is. God is God, that God is Lord, that he's the only wise God, that there's no one like him, and that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek after him, that he's the one that will reward you and bless you because you have his will, his word, and his way. Abel offered a costly sacrifice. He offered the best, and he did it by faith unto a holy God. And because he did, he received righteousness, a reward of righteousness. Cain did not. He wanted to offer God anything, any type of sacrifice, any kind of way, and he didn't care how it was presented to God, and he didn't do it by faith. But we understand it is impossible to please God without faith. So our faith speaks volumes of what we do. Our faith says that when we praise, it's by faith. When we worship, it is by faith. When we call on the name of the Lord, it is by faith. When we live and we walk, it is by faith. When we witness, it's by faith. Everything that we do is by faith of what we know to be the truth, to be accurate, to be the title deed to everything that we know, to be the solid foundation of how of our salvation, of his Jesus' return, of our Heavenly Father, of his Spirit. That is all the time that we have today, but we'll be back tomorrow for another empowerment and another encouragement. I pray that you are blessed and you're encouraged in your walk of faith, and that you will exercise your faith to call those things that be not as though they were, to pray the prayers of faith, divine change in someone's life, and to see answers come to you quickly. I'm Pastor Cheryl Saxton. Have a wonderful, blessed day, and be encouraged in Jesus' name.